Hey everyone, I am Melissa and I'm a grateful recovering addict. And I too got a call about an hour ago. We're down here with a group of people. We're about an hour below Allentown, an hour above Philly. And I have some of my people here with us. And so we want to go to this restaurant that my husband and I normally go to when we're down here staying in Bethany Beach. And we're just ordering, and the phone rings. And I'm like, oh, it's a Maryland number. And when we got down here, you know, I learned very early in recovery that service helps me get another day clean. And it was a woman, and she said, you know, you're signed up, and, you know, I know you did the secretary thing last night, but can you come and speak? And I'm like, yeah. And then I hung up the phone, and I'm like, oh, God, you know. And we were talking about here, like, shutting the doors, you know, not letting more people in, but, like, keep coming in, right? Because this is where we get our recovery, and this is where we get our message. And you know what? Like, I've spoken in front of meetings in my home area, but, like, to actually speak at a convention is an honor and a privilege. And to share my place, like, how I got to my place in the world and what I'm doing right now to keep my place where I'm at, like, that's what it's all about. 2,276 days, because now the day has changed. We got here the other day. And a little bit over 6 years. January 18th, 2008 is the last time I got arrested. And it'll be the last time that I got arrested, God willing, if I keep doing what I'm doing. And I got here, and I was afraid. I didn't know where I belonged. I thought that I did everything that I should do. I went to college. I had a mother, too, that was hard to say no to. I learned how to do that with the help of step work and with the help of a sponsor, my first sponsor. Taught me how to say no to my mother. That was huge for me. I didn't know how to say no to her. You know, I had a father who was available but not emotionally available. You know, and I did everything I was supposed to do. I did the whole go to college, get the degrees, get married, have children. I have 7 now. I listen to people say I don't have time to go to a meeting. That's shit. You do. I work full-time. My spouse works full-time. He's in recovery, too. He's in college full-time, and there's 7 kids. And I still make my home group, and I still call my sponsor, and I still do step work today. That's the only thing that has gotten me here today. So I need to share that, because that whole I can't, no, you can. It's you don't want to. There's a difference. And I wasn't like that 4 years ago. I was like that, oh, it's okay. Keep coming. It's all right. You know, it's not. It's not. Because people die. People die. And it happens all the time. And I think always, like, for me, that fear is in the back of my head. So, you know, as I'm looking at, like, what my end result is, I have to keep that right here. You know, I have to remember that I've had a sponsee die. I've had close friends in this program, in this fellowship, die. I've had loved ones, the family members, die while I'm here, too. Never a reason to pick up. If only thing, a reason, it's more of a reason to pick up my step work, to pick up the pen, to pick up the phone, use the tools I've been given. But I got here, and I was facing felony drug charges. And, yeah, I lost my job, and I had a lot of time. Using was a full-time job for me, so when I lost my job, I had a lot of time actually to work on my recovery, and that's what I did. So what I got from my first sponsor was service. She was involved in service, and she gave me that, and I started going to area, and I got involved in a home group, and you know, and I did what I was supposed to do, and I did a lot of writing. And I remember going through every step. I remember, you know, and I share about this a lot because this is my story, but where I was when I went over a fourth and a fifth step with my sponsor, and the look on her face when I read that to her, and the tears in her eyes when I sat there and cried because she was me and she knew my story. That's what the fellowship's about. So, you know, and I sat earlier in some other meetings thinking, God, I wasn't homeless, but that doesn't matter. You know, or I didn't do your DOC, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that this program is this program. I have an option. I have a choice. I wouldn't change anything about my life today. When I say grateful recovering addict, I mean grateful. I am glad that I'm an addict. Being an addict has given me the life that I have today. I did not know how to have relationships. I was not consistent. I did not show up when I said that, I'm going to be there. I wasn't. You know, I kept a clean house because I was high. I was good at that. And my mom will come to my house now and she'll say, your house is a mess. Your house is, and I'm like, well, would you rather have me like this or have a dirty house? I'd rather have the dirty house and have this. This is where I'm supposed to be. And then I think, well, if this is what I'm supposed to do, if I'm supposed to carry a message after I've been working 12 step and still living in that step, and that's all I do, that's okay. That's okay. I show up today as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, as a friend, as a sponsor, as a home group member, as somebody coming to a convention and sharing a message because that's what was given to me. And I carry that like really near and dear to my heart, you know? And I was talking to my husband on the way over, and I always do that whole thing like in your head thinking, I don't have anything to offer, because my story is different, and it's all about that separation. And how I found my place was I started going to meetings. I took a lot of suggestions. I got that sponsor. I got that home group. And the step work, and you mentioned it really well earlier, talking about like finding out who you really are in the step work. I hear a lot about, oh, I don't want to do that step. And I'm in this step, and it's making me crazy. And it didn't make me crazy. If anything, it gave me a key to unlock a door to my life. Because I didn't know what was behind that door, because I kept that door shut, because I used for as long as I did. I was 38 years old when I got here. And I have to say, too, that coming here didn't give me all, it wasn't all great. I came here, I was married for 16 years with the 5 kids. I got into a relationship with somebody in the program. You're not supposed to do that. I did it. I remember my sponsors, looking at me like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I just kept on doing it. And I kept bringing the insanity because I didn't know any better. That's what I did. I did it very well. I learned how to function in the insanity when I was using. So part of finding my place was, how do I stop this insanity? Stopping that insanity included picking up that step work and writing about myself and looking at all those things I didn't really want to, not that I didn't want to look at them, but those things that caused me the pain that I didn't want to feel, they actually had to let myself feel. And that's a beautiful thing. I lost my brother. He was 30 years old, and he died very suddenly. He was my best friend, only sibling. And my father passed away, too. He was 46, and I had this big issue with people leaving me, and I wanted to control the situation, because if I controlled the situation, I couldn't let you in, and I couldn't let you hurt me. And I did a really good job of that. The using helped me, But, when I used, I cut off all the other good things, too, because with the good comes the bad. So here's where I learned how to find a balance to find out where I need to be and who I am in my life. Because without that balance, I'm not really having a life. My addict thinking tells me that it's either all good or it's all bad. There is no in-between. And I don't want to function in that in-between. I talk a lot about black and white. I don't need everything in my life to be black and white today. I'm okay sitting in gray. I have to be okay staying in the gray to have peace and serenity in my heart. And I am not always perfect at it. I still am not. Even after being here for a little bit of time and working step work, I am not perfect at this. I have a lot to learn. A lot of things that I just still, I don't know if it's that I'm not closed off to, but maybe there's sometimes I just don't want to hear it. So that's when I take that pause. Because in finding my way, I've learned to take that pause to right my wrongs, to say, hey, I didn't do this, and I catch myself. I catch myself a lot sooner, So in this process, what I find is when I'm making that mistake, most of the time, 90% of the time, I know that I'm on my way to making that mistake, and I go ahead and I do it anyway, and then I take that step back, and then I look at it. And it's like a 10-step, like a little 10-step, a little inventory, And then I'm able to right the wrong and move about my day. Again, I wouldn't change it. I've got people in my life who at times drive me absolutely insane. But the gift that I've been given you know, in this process. Like, I finally ended up divorcing my first husband, married the person that I met in this program. We have two beautiful daughters together, you know. So I've got 19, 14, 13, twins that are 12, a 3.5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And I've got sponsees. So that goes in. But that's finding my place. If that's what my place is, there's acceptance. That's the first step. So finding the place, finding my place, like how do we find our place in this world? It's through doing the step work. It's about talking to the other addicts. Let them share their experience with you. Even if you have nothing in common, nothing, different places. You know, we're all from different places. I don't care where you're from. I want to know how you got where you got. How did you do what you did? How did you get another minute clean and stay here? That's the gift. That's the gift. So, what do? You know, I'm writing on a second step, and it's harder than the first time I did it. And I'll be honest. Because on any day, I find myself going right back into that, frustrated with the program, frustrated with what's going on in my life. I should be somewhere else than I am right now. You know, I want my husband to have the job that he's going to school for now. I want my kids to get over their issues now. I want my ex-husband gone forever. Not gonna happen. But there I have a decision. I have an opportunity. You know, do I allow that to affect my life, or do I learn, like, you know, remember, here's the situation. On this path to finding my way, I have to allow people to be who those people are and have acceptance for who those people are, because they're not always me. And that's a good thing. There's times where that's a good thing, because if everybody was like me, we'd be in big trouble. Definitely be in trouble. You know, so the gifts on the journey and how I get to where I'm at, I continue to do every day. I recently switched sponsors. I wanted somebody, and I think this is important too. I didn't want somebody to change me to help me to get where I needed to go. I wanted someone to help me be me, but a better me. A better me without using. A better me without hurting myself, without hurting you. How do I get to being a better me without doing all those things that I did when I was putting something in my body or using something to get me to where I needed to be? I don't have to do that today. I have principles in my life. I have a program. I have people who love me. And true, when I say love, I say true. It's true love. You know, there's not a day that, there's lots of days where I feel like I can't pick up the phone and call. You know, how many times have you had that? I'm so alone. I'm so alone. Nobody will understand. And sitting in that, that's not going to take me to where I need to be to find my place in this world. That's going to keep me sick. I was there for a real long time. You know, my journey took me through the getting arrested to going to jail. You know, and a story about that, I got to jail and I had a guard say to me, "What are you doing here?" And I looked at her, I said, "What do you mean, what am I doing here?" I'm like, I committed a crime. So I should have went to state prison. They put me in county prison. They gave me 3 months, and they let me leave every day and go to work, and I got to go home on the weekends. My daughter was 1 month old when I went to jail. Consequences. But the consequences are real, you know? And it gave me the opportunity to see that, you know, that experience, I do have gratitude for, because that helped me kind of shape where I wanted to go. It gave me some information about what I didn't want to do anymore and who I didn't need to be anymore. I can say I'm an addict and say it and keep my chin up and like be okay with that today, because I am okay with that today. So the journey and, you know, finding our place, find your place. I did it by doing exactly what our suggestions are in this program. The suggestions are exactly the same. I don't care what country you're in, what state you're in, if you're at this convention or not at this convention. We all have the same suggestions. Follow them. Talk to other addicts. Get their insight. You know, allow somebody in. Meeting I was at last night, they were talking about men's and reconciliation. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful freeing process. Should be no fear there. There's nothing that ever came back to bite me in the ass in this program. If anything, again, it unlocked the door and opened the door and let the light in. The more I let go, the more of that came in. The more I filled my heart. The more I let go of all the stuff that kept me sick, the better off I was. So stay in the process. The journey is a good thing. You know, I'm grateful that I'm not on this ride alone. That I don't have to figure out where I'm going by myself. Because I was by myself for way too long. You know, so I'm here today, and I got to share with you, and I'm grateful, you know, just grateful for having had the experience, and grateful for the path. My disease has brought me to a greater sense of enlightenment and love and peace and serenity. And like I said, not every day is like that, but for the most part, it is, and that's a gift. So again, I'm a grateful recovering addict. My name is Melissa, and thanks for letting me share.